This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This story is very appropriate for our current COVID-19-dominated circumstances because it involves a city struck by plague. According to an ancient story told by the Roman historian Plutarch in his work Moralia, in the essay On the Sign of Socrates, the island of Delos was struck by a plague. To learn what to do, what the god Apollo expected of them, the people of Delos consulted the revered oracle of Delphi. The oracle responded with an answer that, I assume, was gratifying in its specificity. Usually oracles are ambiguous, but this was very straightforward, if unexpected and perplexing. The oracle told them that they must double the altar at Delos. This instruction was harder than it sounded because it meant that the black marble cubical altar to Apollo must be doubled in volume and yet remain a regular cube. Because the altar was a cube, when they doubled each dimension, which they did, they ended up increasing the volume of the altar 8 times, not twice. At that time, doubling the volume of a cube was a problem that was difficult, but it was solvable. For help, the people of Delos consulted Plato. According to Plutarch, Plato replied that the god was rallying the Greeks for their neglect of education, deriding, as it were, our ignorance and bidding us engage in no perfunctory study of geometry, for no ordinary or nearsighted intelligence, but one well-versed in the subject. Plutarch noted that there were people who could tell them how to double the altar, but Apollo wanted them to figure it out for themselves. Rather, that he enjoined all the Greeks to abandon war and its ills and to consort with the Muses, and by soothing the passions through reasoning and mathematics, to live together profitably and without harm. I do love a prophecy, and I love learning about this ancient prophecy, which, by setting what seems a straightforward problem in geometry, aims to transform the values of an entire people. It reminds me of something that scientist Carl Sagan said. If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. Sometimes to do a small thing, we must prepare ourselves in a very large way. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.